Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I hope that this program can be a help to you as real food for this journey. As I've been saying, are in very difficult times, and in many ways, only God can save us. Yes, all the things we're asked to do, we need to do, but turn to the Lord first and say, Lord, please, I will draw closer to you. I will make prayer in my life. Even if it's 15 minutes, I'll make it every day for you. Help me, Lord. Help me. You come to the Lord like that, you're really preparing yourself for Christmas because God wants to give himself to you. We're not just commemorating something that happened. We are doing that. But we're also opening our own hearts that we might receive more and more of the living God within us. So in a certain sense, it is Christmas for all of us, for every one of us, to know him more deeply. And as much as we can, we want to ask forgiveness for our sin. Get it out of the way. Don't be embarrassed by it. Don't be afraid of it. Just do it, and God will abundantly bless you. The first reading for today is from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, and then 9 to 13. Thus says the Lord, woe to the city, rebellious and polluted, to the tyrannical city. She hears no voice, accepts no correction. In the Lord she has not trusted. To her God she has not drawn near. That can be the state of many of us. You're not lost, not now. Turn back. Give yourself to the Lord. And the reading continues, for then I will change and purify the lips of the peoples, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia and as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offerings. On that day, you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me, for then I will remove from your midst the proud braggarts, and you shall no longer exalt yourself on my holy mountain. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly. People humble, that you know God is God, that you love him, that you worship him, that you follow him, that you ask forgiveness when you fall. That's all. God forgives the moment you ask for forgiveness. Trust him. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst, as I said, a people humble and lowly who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them. And right away, the responsorial psalm, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. If you're relating to him, if you're asking for forgiveness of your sin, as you're asking him, Lord, help me to understand this word. Give me something that will help me ask people to understand what you're asking. You can do that. That's part of your prayer. But seek him. Seek after him. Steadfastly, when you experience nothing in return, just be patient. 1 month, 2 months, just keep going. God will hear your cry. Because the Lord hears the cry of the poor, says this Psalm 34. And I'm looking at the second verse here. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. Yes, look for human help. Absolutely do that. But first, And after, ask the Lord, Lord, send me the help I need. And then when he does, thank him. Thank him. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. You see, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to do. Get a Bible. Get a Bible. And start, as I've mentioned to you before, start with the four Gospels at the end of the Bible. Start there. God will reveal himself to you as you read, as you study, as you pray. He will answer you. It might be through another person. He can answer you in all kinds of ways. I don't mean that he's going to come down from heaven and speak to you, but he will let his presence be known to you through others. Trust him. And the gospel for today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 28 to 32. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" Which of the two did his father's will? And they answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you, because they repented." They repented. "When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. They got the heart of it. Ask God's forgiveness." It says here in the gospel, "Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your mind and believe him." Think of that. Brothers and sisters, please go to confession. Please cleanse your heart. Please. He knows we're weak. He knows we're fallible. He knows we fall. All he needs from us is to put our pride in our pocket and come to confession. Ask God's forgiveness. And he will gladly give it to you. Please, brothers and sisters, in this Christmas season coming, let us give God the best possible thing we could, which is a righteous heart, a repentant heart, a good heart toward him and toward his call on our life. I want God to just abundantly bless you. I want to read you a little excerpt from a Father Perrin, just for a few minutes here. He was a French Dominican priest, and he was the founder of the Secular Institute Caritas Christi. I just want to read here a portion of this. "God loves us with a father's love. He wishes to call us his children here on earth through the virtues and holiness expressed in the image of his son, afterwards through the endless happiness that we will share with him. At each moment, through interior graces and exterior circumstances, his tenderness beats against our tepid and negligent souls like a relentless torrent. May a true fiat at last rise from our souls and open our hearts in continual confidence to the action of his merciful providence. Fiat is not a word, nor purely intellectual affirmation, but a surge of the will, a love which surrounds itself in a confidence without reserve. Be it done to me. That's what we're saying when we say fiat. Be it done unto me according to your word. Let me become a true child of God. That's what we want to be able to say. No greater Christmas gift could you give God than that. No matter how many mistakes, no matter how long you've been away, it doesn't matter. Those simple words meant in your heart and spoken to Jesus brings you freedom and health and brings God honor and delight in you. So I want to encourage you, take some time, if you can, take some time today and just look at your life. Take a half hour if you can, 15 minutes, if that's all you can get, that's all right. Just say, Lord, what do I need to ask your forgiveness? What have I done wrong? I want this Christmas to be beautiful for you. I want this Christmas to be good and strong and delightful and happy, but only deep cleaning brings that about. Help me, Lord. Help me to see me, to see myself in a sense as you see me. Please give me the courage and the humility, as I've said before, and I pray that for all of you, the humility and the simplicity to just confess our sins. Get rid of them. God gives you, in a certain sense, a clean slate. He does. They're taken away once you confess them. They really are gone. And you can draw closer and closer to the newborn King. This is the heart of Christmas, to get down on our knees and to confess our sin and to open our hearts wide to receive the eternal gift that God wants to give us, a life forever with Him. Look around at your neighbors. Look around at your family. Look at the people around you and call all of them together, if you can, to ask God's forgiveness. Please, brothers and sisters, He loves you dearly. He loves you more. As I've said this so many times, but the more I say it, the more I believe it. He loves you more than you can understand. We can't grasp it, but it's there for us. Please don't shut the door to God. Turn to Him. Love Him. Follow Him. Serve Him. And I pray that God may give you many, many graces during this time. Many greatness. Because what we want to be able to do, what we really want to be able to do, is what the responsorial psalm tells us. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.